Get the bag off his head. I need to see what I'm dealing with here. Not bad. A lot better than the last one I had in here, that's for sure. Well then, Agent. I suspect you probably have a pseudonym or something else that you would love to share right now, but I don't really want you talking. No, I know your type. Silver tongue and all, right? Trying to persuade or give false information. I don't really have time for that, so I'm going to use a few more extreme methods that I doubt they've prepared you for. After all, how many times were you trained against a female interrogator? We have some ways that you might not have quite suspected. And with some fabulous new technology, well, I won't spoil the surprise. Safe to say, though, you have quite a bit to make up to me. You see, I had a date planned. I wore my favorite lingerie today. I was going to rock his world. You know, someone nice and hunky. Delightful, really. He's a bit stupid, but hey, we can't have everyone be perfect, right? So, given that I have to settle for you, I suppose we'll have to make the best of the situation, won't we? Now, you could make this very easy, and you could give us all the information we wanted, but both you and I know that's not gonna happen. So keep fiddling with those cuffs, pretending you can get them off. There's no lock, you know, that's just iron around your hands. It has to be cut off. See, we're taking some extra precautions. You're going to be stuck to that chair, and your wrists are gonna be tied down this entire time. You know, there's none of this, escaping. Not under my watch, at least. Do you smell that, by the way? It might be a little hard to pick out of the air, but you're being slowly poisoned right now. Well, I don't think it's fair to call it poison. And obviously, if I'm sitting here, it can't be anything too dangerous. I mean, it's not like you can just inhale arsenic or something and become immune to it, right? No, this is a more experimental drug. Let's call it drug instead of poison. I like that a little better. See, this drug, specifically, is meant to make you a little more suggestible. Not too terribly much. I mean, we haven't quite unlocked the secrets of mind control. If only, that would make my job so much easier. But knowing a few things about you, knowing your sexuality and your proclivities to be aroused in stressful situations. We've added a drug to the room that's laced with my... Well, we're going to be really delicate about this and call it juices. You see, there's some pheromones involved, and they're slowly being breathed in by you. It'll slowly start affecting your brain, making me look more and more attractive by the moment. Making you a little less likely to, hold yourself back. Give me just a second. Okay, I'm gonna get a little more comfortable. Enjoy the show while you can. Soon. You know, I love these little dresses, but sometimes we just have to come down to the lingerie. Now, your lap seems pretty open, so allow me to get all the closer. Yeah. See, you've been trained, haven't you? You've been told how many times not to let someone just seduce you. But you can hear it, can't you? That strange whisper in the back of your mind. The drug slowly pumping into your brain. Making you more and more suggestible. Making you hungry for me. There's nothing to fear about it. We can have our fun. I'll make you give me all the information you can. And by the time we're done, you'll be my Loyal pet for the future. While it's true we haven't mastered mind control, there are a few things that we can exploit nonetheless. Making you obedient and loyal to me isn't a far cry from what we're capable of doing. Now, look at you, already aroused. You know, with how hard you are right now, I figured there would be a little less resistance, but you seem rather stiff. Have you ever lost your cool in front of a woman? Have you orgasmed just a bit prematurely? See, I can make this all the more embarrassing to you. I can have fun just sitting on you, straddling your lap and whispering into your ear. Or I could do something nice for you. No, not taking the bait. And I was going to use my lips, too. Instead, let's see how much we can put you through. It might seem a little cruel at first, but you'll get quite used to it. A few days of being locked up in my little torture chamber, and you'll find yourself very, very eager to give me all your secrets. By the end of this, I'll probably make you fall in love with me. You know, you'll probably be a step up from that oaf I was dating, but we have to keep appearances, don't we? So, come on. Enjoy this while you can. Strapped down to a chair and helpless. Just my fingers running across your cock over your pants. What a humiliating sight for such a supposedly masterful agent. Let the fantasy carry you away. Come on. I know you want to just come and let everything loose. Even if you don't break now, you will soon. Very, very soon.